Hello and welcome. It's WYCE's Community Connection, where we speak with leaders from the West Michigan community, community organizations, about things we believe you should know. I'm pleased to be in studio with one of our fellow departments here at the Community Media Center, that department being the Rapidian, and Program Manager Allison Donahue is in studio with me. I should introduce you as newly appointed Program Manager. How many weeks on the job?
Oh, I don't know weeks. I started July 5.
Okay, so it's months.
Yeah, now we're months.
Okay. Allison comes to us from, well, you were last with
the Michigan Advance.
Michigan Advance, which is a great online news source. And you are an alum with GVSU. You went through the multimedia journalism program there.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a journalist since how long?
Started in 2019 professionally, like after college.
Did you know you wanted to do that?
Did I know I wanted to be a journalist?
Yeah.
I think I figured it out pretty early in college, but...
Because you wrote for the Lanthorn, right?
I didn't write for the Lanthorn.
You didn't write for the Lanthorn.
No, I did a lot of like investigative work outside of the classroom, but never got into the school newspaper, which I kick myself about.
That's very cool to hear that you did investigative work, because I'm a big fan of investigative reporting. And for full disclosure for our listeners, Allison and I have known each other because we work together in the Community Media Center. But we're here to focus on the Rapidian, which has been a program of the Community Media Center, Allison. And I was away from the Community Media Center. A lot of our WYC listeners don't know. I ran the station in the late 90s. This was pre-Rapidian time. And the Rapidian was launched roughly in 2009, right?
Yeah, September 15, 2009.
Okay, not roughly. She gave us an actual date.
You
okay.
Wanted dates, times, and hours.
Okay,
so.
Great. And it was launched to be a really hyper-focused local online news presence, and perhaps more than that. What else do we know about why the Rapidian was started?
Yeah, it was created to be this community space for folks to get their voices out there without having to go through other mediums that were maybe less accessible. And the Rapidian was just a place that people could come together and create news together and tell their stories together. And that's still kind of the message that we are going with as we head toward our relaunch later this month.
And really, the focus here was on really having an open ecosystem where anybody who had somebody, let me restate that, where anybody who had something they felt was newsworthy in the community, and this would be the greater Grand Rapids area, right?
Yep.
They could submit that news to the Rapidian and have that published after it was reviewed, just to make sure it fit publishing standards. It was published at the Rapidian. The Rapidian website, by the way, is therapidian.org, and it's RAPIDIAN.org. There were a lot of different ways you could probably spell that, but that's the right way to spell it. Therapidian.org, of course, the root word being Rapid and Grand Rapids. So local news, and then COVID hit, Allison, and the Rapidian, like a lot of things, kind of came to a halt for a while.
Yeah. The staff shrunk down, and it got a little, became too much to keep running, keep online. It is still online, but just not to its full glory that it once was and that it will be soon, and is becoming currently, but...
It is really, at its core, a news site focused on local news and community news. But one of the challenges, and not to get too deep in this, but one of the challenges that you and I have spoken about, because we're very passionate about news and having a vibrant and really solid foundation of a local news ecosystem, is the fact that really over time, because of corporate pressures and corporately owned media entities, and this is across the board for our listeners to know, this is print, this is broadcast, this is all types of news, because most commercial media in this country is owned by corporate entities, the bottom line rules. We understand that. This is the way our business world, or the system we live in here in this country, other than a nonprofit media ecosystem. But the concern being that as budgets have shrunk, corporate media newsrooms, corporately owned newsrooms, have shrunk along with them. The newspaper industry has been hardest hit. There have been thousands of local daily and weekly newspapers that have closed over the last 20 to 25 years, and it's been hardest hit. Television news has been hit. Radio news has been hit. And with that, kind of this thing called a news desert. That's why the relaunch of the Rapidian is so important. News deserts are basically, Allison, what?
A news desert is where communities, however you want to describe that, the Rapidian's focus on a hyper-local community here in the city of Grand Rapids and the greater Grand Rapids. But when communities don't have access to local news that is created in that community and efficiently tells the people of that community what they need to know, a lot of local news is actually what's called pink slime journalism, where it's either this AI scraped website that looks local but isn't local at all, and it's just being pulled from, you know, public records, and then AI throws an article together, and that's pink slime journalism. And that's what a lot of local communities right now, that's what they're relying on, and it's not local news at all, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening, and you really have to be careful, especially when a friend or relative says, oh, did you see this? You've got to look carefully at the byline, carefully at the source, and understand that.
And so that's Rapidian, media literacy.
Yeah, that's media literacy, which we'll get to in a moment, because Media Literacy Week is coming up, October 23rd through 27th. We're going to talk about that. But let's talk about the Rapidian and the partnership with the Documenters program, which is a very exciting thing. And then we'll segue to Media Literacy Week and the relaunch of the Rapidian, which Allison knows very well, is October 25th. What is the Documenters program, and why is this going to be a really big thing for the Rapidian?
Yeah, the Documenters program is probably one of the best investments we could have made in local news. It's this network of Documenters programs across 11 cities in the country. And each program trains and pays local citizens to cover public city meetings. They're in Atlanta, Fresno, Philadelphia. We have a Documenters program in Detroit. And now we're building this program here in Grand Rapids, which is going to absolutely change the local news media landscape of Grand Rapids, where we will have journalists in the rooms where decisions are being made, and those journalists are taking notes, they're live tweeting, they're filling that gap where local journalists, like you said, they're cutting these newsrooms. They don't have local journalists who are available to be at these public meetings where these big decisions are being made. A lot of newsrooms right now are trying to run a 24-hour newsroom with 3 to 4 journalists on staff.
And sometimes one journalist.
Sometimes one journalist on staff, but they're trying to keep up because it's so competitive and it's so underfunded that the only way that they can compete is to overwork journalists. So one part of the Documenters program that I'm really proud of is that one of our goals and our mission is to help alleviate the stress on the local journalists who are already here in Grand Rapids, and they're already doing the work. They're great journalists who are just being overworked right now. And so we will be able to provide them notes from the Documenters program that have been fact-checked and edited by journalists here on our Rapidian team. And it will help alleviate some of that pressure to be everywhere all at once. And we can just have this great supported local journalism here in Grand Rapids like we all deserve.
You've been working, Allison Donahue, with the community to identify people to be documenters. The documenters are paid, and you can learn more by contacting Allison. And I'm just going to give your email in the program, allison@grcmc.org, allison@grcmc.org. If you're interested in becoming a documenter, you have, what did you tell me, about 15 or 16 right now?
We have 30 people in the Documenters program, which is amazing. We started recruiting 51 days ago, which
that's
I will.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we have 30 people, and it's all been grassroots, word of mouth recruiting.
Okay.
So
do you have room for more?
Of course, there's always room for more. We have 17 documenters who have gone through the orientation and
that's
are trained.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So those folks are already ready to go out and start this reporting. We have a full lineup of meetings next week, which will be our first full week of having documenters going to these city meetings and covering that. And it'll be up on our website next week, too, which I'm really excited about.
And that website is therapidian.org, therapidian.org. You're hearing Allison Donahue. She's the program manager for the Rapidian and the Documenters program, which she said will get started in earnest next week. That's the week of October 9th. And these documenters will be deployed out in the community to cover important meetings, school board meetings, planning commission meetings, zoning board meetings, all kinds of meetings where sometimes things can happen that aren't good for the citizens that live in an area if there's not a journalist paid to keep a record of what's actually being said and decided on at those meetings. And you certainly, the world is full of examples of what happens when people don't pay attention to their community leaders and government officials. We've got about 3 minutes left. I want to talk about Media Literacy Week, which is happening at the Community Media Center. Allison and I, for full disclosure, are employees of the Community Media Center. And no, we're not being compensated to tell you to attend Media Literacy Week. But we both care a lot about news and journalism. And I just wanted to add what Allison said. Those few people working in corporately owned local newsrooms, they're really good people. Mm-hmm. They care very much about the craft of journalism and getting the news out. They're just overworked. So I wanted to second and put an exclamation point on what Allison said, because everybody who chooses the craft of journalism, no matter what kind of pink slime or junk you read online, it is a very noble calling, and it is a very dedicated calling, that one that we need to uphold and support. So Media Literacy Week will kind of help give you a better foundation, you, our listener, of why local news is so important, why understanding how the news process works is very important, how to file your own Freedom of Information Act request, which mm-hmm. is really cool. What else should our listeners know about Media Literacy Week?
Yeah, so on Monday, October 23, we have the FOIA 101 workshop, where we will have an attorney from the Michigan Department of Attorney General there to teach folks about how to file a FOIA, and then I will hang around for another hour or so afterward, and we can actually work on those FOIA requests together. Tuesday, we have an open house here at the CMC, and you can see how media literacy is a part of what we do here every day. That's noon to 6 on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, October 25th, we're having the official Rapidian relaunch party at Wealthy Theater. It'll be a great time. I will be giving a presentation that evening talking about the history of local and community news here in Grand Rapids, and then looking forward and talking about that need to return to community and focusing on that.
Again, that's October 23rd through 27th, the Community Media Center. If you've never been here, is on the west side of Grand Rapids, 711 Bridge Street Northwest. And Media Literacy Week, all these events are free. The FOIA workshop you do need to register for.
Yep.
How can people best learn more about Media Literacy Week? I know you have a Facebook page where you're posting lots of information, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you want details on the events, it's probably best to go to the Rapidian Facebook page and go to our events section. They should be all there.
You heard Allison. The call is out. She has a lot of documenters, but needs more. So make sure you reach out to her. She'd love to hear from you with an email, Allison, with two L's, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at grcmc.org. Or please join us here at the Community Media Center during Media Literacy Week, and you will thank yourself afterward. It's going to be a great week full of events and a very exciting relaunch mm-hmm. of the Rapidian. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
She's ready. Any other things I didn't ask you about that you want to tell our listeners real quickly?
No, I'm glad to be in a place where this has been so welcomed by the community. It feels good.
It's an important thing, as it should be. Allison Donahue, Program Manager for the Rapidian. Again, the rapidian.org. She's been with us on WYCE's Community Connection. That's our program this week. Thank you so much for listening.